This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. And you've got just under 2 hours left to get to the polls on this Super Tuesday. Secretary of State Bill Galvin in Massachusetts is predicting high voter turnout, potentially higher than the 1.8 million people who voted in 2008. Massachusetts is one of 13 states holding a primary or caucus today, and there's a huge share of delegates at stake, more than 800 for Democrats, almost 600 for Republicans. It's a tight race in the Democratic primary. Polls predict that for the Republicans, Donald Trump will win the contest here. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is covering the races and joins us with more. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Lisa.
All right. The Commonwealth is seen as most critical for the Democratic candidates, especially for Bernie Sanders. Polls, as you know, have shown Hillary Clinton a few points ahead of Sanders. What's at stake for both candidates?
Well, this is Sanders, one of Sanders' best chance, along with Minnesota and the Colorado caucuses. Here in Massachusetts, a lot of folks really see it as a must-win for him. In fact, I spoke to Sanders earlier this afternoon about this and asked him if he views Massachusetts as crucial to his campaign. Here's a bit of what he said.
Well, I think it's essential that we win in many, many states around this country, and in the states that we lose, we do as well as we can. Here is the fact that sometimes people miss. In the Democratic primary and caucus process, it is not a winner-take-all. Obviously, we have worked very hard in Massachusetts. We just had a great rally in Milton last night, and we hope we win, and we think we got an excellent chance to win. But frankly, if you get 52% of the vote or 48%, it means relatively few delegates. It's not winner-take-all. We have a long, long march to the Democratic convention in July. After today, we're going to have 35 more states. We're in it for the long haul. We think that our message, Anthony, that we got to stand up to the billionaire class and create an economy that works for all of us and not just the 1%. And we got to deal with this corrupt campaign finance system in which billionaires and their super PACs are buying elections. That is a message that is resonating in Massachusetts. It's resonating all across the country.
Well, I take your point that it's not winner take all, but there is a sort of appearance issue, and that is state that is tailor-made for you. So if Bernie Sanders doesn't come out of Super Tuesday winning Massachusetts, doesn't it raise sort of the issue, where can he win?
Well, first of all, let's not speculate. We can talk about how we did in Massachusetts when the votes are counted, but we think we have the message for Massachusetts. We've had some fantastic meetings with many, many thousands of people coming out. I believe that we will do very well if there is a large voter turnout. If working class people, many of whom have given up on the political process, don't see Washington doing anything for them, if they begin to stand up and fight back and come out and vote, if young people who have never been involved in the political process come out and vote, we're going to do just fine. I think at the end of the day, we will end up with a whole lot of delegates. Now, who ends up with more, we will see soon enough. But I think we're going to do better than people anticipate.
So, Lisa, it all comes down, according to Sanders, Bernie Sanders, it all comes down to voter turnout. That's what he sees as the key in doing well today in Massachusetts.
Okay. Hillary Clinton made some stops here yesterday, and today it wasn't her. It was the former president, her husband, who was stumping for her. Just as some believe that Bernie Sanders cannot afford to lose Massachusetts, Clinton can afford to lose here, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can say she's in a much better position, given that she's got the sort of wind at her back at this moment of the race. She did really well in South Carolina. She's expected to do well across the South today. So she'd love to add Massachusetts to her win column, but she can sort of come out of today okay, even if she loses it.
How about the Republicans? Donald Trump predicted for a big win here in Massachusetts. If that does indeed happen, what would it mean for him and for the rest of the field?
Well, a big win in a state like Massachusetts bodes really well for him. Our polling shows that he has a big lead here among men, women, all ages, among all income groups and across the state. So for establishment Republicans, it raises a difficult question. If Republicans won't stop him in a state like Massachusetts, where will they stop him? If Trump does well here and in all the other states that he's been polling well in, he'll prove that he can put together victories in a broad range of states from the Northeast through the South into the West with evangelicals, with secular voters. So that will be one of the big storylines we'll be watching tonight.
Watching with you, Anthony. Polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. Same time our coverage begins on WBUR with NPR looking nationally. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thank you.
Thank you.